Today we begin Parshas Vayishlach, the first topic, Yaakov meeting Esav. This is lesson 175 in the book of Sefer Bereishis. We're going to be learning Psukim Perek Lamed Beis, chapter 32, Psukim Dalad Teches 4 to 8 in the Simonim Tanakh, right in the middle of page 51, Pasuk Dalad. Vayishlach Yaakov malochim lifonov el Esav ochiv artso seir sede edom. Vayitzav osam lemor ko somrun ladoni leisov leisov. Ko amar avdecho Yaakov im lo von garti vo echar adoto. Vayhili shor vachamor tzon vyeved vishivcho veeshlecho lahagid ladoni limtsochein be'einecho. Vayoshuvu hamalochim el Yaakov lemor bonu elochicho el Esav v'gam holech likros secho v'arba meyos ish imo. Vayiro Yaakov ma'od vayetzer lo vahayachatz esom asherito v'esatzon v'esabokor v'agmalim lishnei machanos. Let's look at the psukim inside. Pasuk Yudalad, Vayishlach Yaakov, and Yaakov sent malochim, real angels, lifonov ahead of him, el Esav, to Esav, Achiv, his brother. Where was Esav? Ortsa Seir, to the land of Seir. That's where Lavan, Esav was living now, which was Stay Edom, the field of Edom. That is outside of Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Hey. Vayitzav osam, and he commanded them, lemor sem, ko, so, like this, somrun, you shall say, ladoni, to my master. See how he's giving honor, he's referring to him as, in an honorable way. Le'esav to Esav. These are the following words you should say. Ko, so, like this, Omar avdecha Yaakov, your servant Yaakov has said, im with, lavon garti, I have lived. Now, the word garti has two meanings. Number one, it usually means to live as a stranger, not as a dignitary. So Yaakov is emphasizing to Esav that don't worry about the bracha that you said that I'll be a master over my brothers. I didn't live like any master. I lived like a stranger. And also, there's a play on the words garti, which is the numerical value of Taryag 613. And he says, although I lived with Lavan, but I've kept all 613 mitzvahs, and I have not learned from his bad ways. So I'm spiritually strong. I haven't really received the great blessing, so there's nothing for you to worry about. Vo'echar, and I tarried, I delayed adoto until now, because I had to stay at love until I was ready to leave. Now, also he's saying, don't be upset about the blessing that our father gave me, from Mital HaShemayim Mishmanei Aretz, from the dew of the heavens and the fats of the earth, that I have great land, because all my wealth has nothing to do with land. Vayehili, and I have acquired, shor, oxen, vachamora, and donkeys, tzon, flocks, vyevet, and servants, vishivcha, and maids. So he's given him a number of reasons for him not to be upset that I really haven't benefited from those blessings at all, but know that I'm spiritually strong. Ve'eshlochan, I've sent word to you now, lehagid, to tell ladoni, to my master, why am I that I'm coming? So I'm sending you word that I'm coming, and more importantly, lim tzolchein, to find favor be'einecho, in your eyes. In other words, I'm at peace with you, and I seek your love. So that's what he sent the angels. Now the angels come back. Zion, vayeshuvu hamalochim, and the angels vayeshuvu, they returned el Yaakov, to Yaakov, lemor, saying, Banu, we have come Elochicha, to your brother, the one who you called your brother, El Esav. However, he's not acting brotherly. Vegam, and also Holechi is going Likros Secha, towards you as well, but not alone. Va'arba Meos, and 400 ish men Imo with him, not just a regular 400 men, but 400 chiefs, like generals. He's going, and he's going to fight with you. Pasuk Ches, we see Yaakov's reaction. Two reactions. Vayira Yaakov, and Yaakov was frightened me'od, very much. On the simple level, he was frightened that he could get killed. And number two, Vayitzer, and it distressed low to him. He was distressed that maybe he might have to kill people that could be innocent victims, or in general, he wasn't happy to have to kill anybody. So he employs three tactics, and we'll begin to see the first one. Vayachatz, and he divided in half. Es ha'om, the people, asher ito, which were with him, meaning his family and the servants and slaves. And also he divided, ves hatzon, and the sheep, ves ha'bokar, and the cattle, vagmalim, and the camels, lishnei, into two machanos camps. So he's first preparing for battle, defensive battle, as it were, to make sure that in case there's a battle, he will be able to save others, as we'll see in the ensuing lessons. Let's take a look at the questions. Number one. Mima pochad Yaakov bedarko loshuv l'Eretz Kanan. From what was Yaakov afraid on his way when he returned from Eretz Kanan? He was afraid of Esav. To mi shilach Yaakov ufanav. Who did Yaakov send before him? He sent malochim, angels. Three. Lemi sholach Yaakov shluch l'mfanav. Before whom did Yaakov send? Towards who did he send angels before him? Towards Esav. For Efo gar Esav. Where was Esav living? In the land of Seir. Five. Lemi hayashayach ha'aretz shebo yoshav Esav. To who did the land belong that Esav was living in? The people of Seir. Six. Efo ba'aretz Seir yoshav aretz Esav. Where specifically in the land of Seir did Esav live? He lived in the fields of Edom. Seven. Ma'ud shem lech Esav. What's another name of Esav? Edom. Eight. Matziva Yaakov lishluchim keitzed yikor l'Esav. How did, in what way did Yaakov command the angels, the messengers, how they should call Esav? So he says, call him Ladoni. He calls him as his master, my master. That's how you should refer to him, as the master. Okay, number nine. Loma lo bo Yaakov l'chabed Esav ad achshav. Why did Yaakov not come to honor Esav until now? Because he was very busy with being at Lavan's place. Ten ma kavanah shal milas garti. What's the intentional word garti? Two meanings. Number one, I lived as a stranger, not as a dignitary. So one part of the blessing of Yitzchak has not come true. And number two, garti has a numerical value of taryag, 613, to say I've kept 613 mitzvahs, I've not been negatively influenced by Lavan. 11, targem va'echar, and I tarried, I delayed. 12, elu chamisha minim tziva Yaakov l'shluchav shagidol Esav sheyeshlo. What five types of species or things did Yaakov have that he told his messengers to tell Esav? The five were oxen, donkeys, flocks, servants, and maids. 13. Loma misaper Yaakov leisav sheishu minuela. Why did Yaakov tell over that had these types of species? Because these were not from the land. And Yaakov was the blessing that Yitzchak gave Yaakov, he would benefit from the fats of the land. And this is obviously not the fats of the land. So Yaakov is trying to show that Yitzchak's bracha didn't really materialize yet. 14. Ma tachlish ashlichas amalochim el Esav. What was the purpose of Yaakov sending the angels to Esav? The purpose is to show I'm going to make peace with you. I want to show that I love you, and let's get along with each other. 15. Ma sipra ashluchim shal Yaakov leYaakov kishachos from Esav. What did the angels return back to Yaakov telling him? They said, your brother's coming back with 400 men, and it's not peaceful. 16. Ha'im Esav kibol divrei shlucha Yaakov. Did Esav receive the words of the messengers of Esav, Yaakov, meaning to say, okay, he's coming with peace, I'll come in peace. No. 17. B'kama nashim yotza Esav likras Yaakov. How many men did Esav come with towards Yaakov? 400. 18. Mipnei ma yorei Yaakov me'esav. What was Yaakov afraid of from Esav that he would get killed? 19. Targem vayitzer. Vayitzer means, and he was distressed. 20. Mipnei ma yitzer Yaakov. What was Yaakov distressed about? That he may have to kill someone in defense. 22. Targem vayachatz, and he divided in half. 22. Mihem ha'am shahayim Yaakov. Who were the, what was the nation or people that were with Yaakov? His wives, his children, and his servants and his maids. 23. Ma'asa Yaakov im kol elu shahayu ito kishashamar sheisav yosli krasa. What did Yaakov do with everything that was with him when he heard that Esav went out towards him? He divided them all in half. 24. Chutz min b'nei Adam. Besides people, ma'im shlosha dvarim nosafim shakov chutzah lishnayim. What were the other things that Yaakov split in two? He split sheep, cattle, and camels in two. Let's review the psukim one more time. Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim lefonov el Esav achiv artzo seir sedei Edom vayitzav osam lemor kol somerun ladoni li Esav. Ko amar avdecho Yaakov im lovon garti voichar ad oto vayili ishor vachamor tzon vyeved vishivcho vyeshlecho lagid ladoni limtso chen beinecho vayoshuvu hamalochim al Yaakov lemor bonu elochicho el Esav vigam holech likrosecho vyarba meyos ish imo Vayiro Yaakov mod vayetzelo vahayachatz Esom asherito vesatzon vesabokor vagmalim lishnei machanos. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson and have a great day.